Natalie Cole, right?
Sure.
She, daughter of Nat King Cole.
Ex-junkie, the whole thing.
Yeah, you know a little bit, right? Well, she came out with her drug problem a while back, and, you know, she got everything back into shape. And a couple albums out with her father singing harmony with her.
A little weird.
Dead father.
Yeah, dead father singing harmony. But now, I mean, she's revealing everything. And it's not pretty.
Well, because her career needs a little bump up.
You think that's it?
Admitting that she was a junkie helped helped her for a little while.
It did.
And then her career got a nice spike. Now it's going down again. So she's like, well, what else could I tell the public?
Little more. She's a man, right?
No. Natalie Cole says 25 years ago, she was so broke, she sold herself for sex to feed her drug habit.
Whoa.
Yes.
I did it to survive. I didn't have anywhere to go.
Wow.
I got nowhere else to go.
Coming out, Natalie Cole. Whore. Whore.
How much did she get for her body? Did she?
I wonder. You know, that's got to be a selling point. Hey, not only, you know, am I this, but I'm Nat King Cole's daughter.
$1,000 an hour?
Well, sing into your mic.
$1,000. I think she was going for like the.
Nah, I think it's crack whore rate.
Nah.
You know what it is, Doc?
Crack hoe.
When you're looking to pay off the drug tab, your price goes way down.
Like what? $20?
Yeah, like whatever it is for your dope. Or something for, you know, maybe just dope. Yeah, not even
five
cash.
Who cares?
Yeah, $5.
$5.
Makes your CDs seem expensive.
Man, I will suck your...
Remember that? What was that, New Jack City?
New Jack.
Yeah, they put a goof in there, but the original thing was, I think, from New Jack City or something.
Well, the story goes, desperate times call for desperate measures. Just ask Natalie Cole, who admits that when she was struggling for money to support her drug addiction 25 years ago, she resorted to selling her body to get enough money to feed her habit.
How'd you like to suck my ass?
Business was like under the bridge up in Harlem somewhere, and all we wanted to do was just get our stuff and get the hell out of there, Cole, during tonight. 2020 downtown interview. It's going to be on 2020 downtown.
2020.
Tonight. You know, get the money, go get the drugs, go get high. Cole's battle with heroin drove her to become what she calls a come on girl, Anthony.
Oh, anybody can. Is that it?
Someone who would act as a liaison between a prostitute and a customer. However, she says that at one point she did perform sex for money.
A come on girl, it's called.
How much is that?
For 2 weeks, says Cole, I did it to survive. I literally did it to survive. I didn't have anywhere to go.
Aww.
I had no money, and I just put myself in a position that I was willing to try even that because heroin is what my body needed.
The horn.
The
horn.
Remember this?
Remember?
Yeah. To think she was a whore.
Her poor dad looking down.
Unforgettable.
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 That's awful.
Unforgettable.
Can we see your stuff?
Come here.
You're a little bitch. That's right, you're a bitch, and I bet you'd like to suck it, wouldn't you?
Like the song of love.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Oh, it looks like a beret. It's in the hole.
I got it from a Negro.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
So.
You've got some funky tasting spunk.
Don't just stare at it, eat it.
Stay out the bushes. Stay out the bushes.
It's me.
phone up, you skank. Hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid.
Very naughty. Oh, you're very naughty.
Okay, brother.
Unforgettable.
What about a huge
bigot hood,
huh?
Freeway. What are you people? On dope?
God damn, that's funny, man.
There you go.
Oh, a timeless classic,
yeah, the Natalie Cole remix.
How dare we, huh?
Incurable romantic.
Is she arming?
Beautiful. I'm just getting all soft.
Just romantic.
I made a funny son, and you're not laughing.
Ah, fuck on.
Well, that's wonderful. Boy, but she has overcome that. When was that? Does anyone know? Does she say? Like, what point in her life that was?
Last week.
Last week.
I don't know. Where's the story?
I'm over it now.
What's she, 25
years ago? I'm only down to two C's a week.
What'd she say? 25 years ago.
25 years ago. Who wasn't doing having sex for heroin money back then? Come on. Come on. We can all be honest.
Right, yeah. Jim, right?
Yeah.
How do you think Jim got his money to start up the brewery? Sex for heroin.
Well, it was heroin for sure.
Look who's in the studio. Rich Voss.
Yes.
Hey, what's happening?
It seems kind of, you know.
Wait, I was going to, you know, it's not, you're not the only person here. I was going to go around the room.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry because you're starting to look at me.
Been here since 10 o'clock.